It is Friday, the 4th of December, and you're listening to Plugged In with your host, Samantha DeBrain, on eRadio.
Entertainment radio on the go. This is eRadio.
If you're listening to my show for the very first time, welcome. Plugged In focuses on the ins and outs of the music industry, where I also share some of my own experiences and shed some well-needed advice, especially to those up-and-coming artists. So far, we have covered aspects such as radio plugging, what happens when the song arrives at the music compiler's desk, as well as songwriting, where we had Nick Jordan from Rubber Duck on the show. We then moved on to publishing with John Fishlock, as well as having Chart van der Vault focus on all things production. We then moved on to Hugo Ludwig from the Afrikaans band Adam, where he actually just shared his journey in the music industry of cross-pollinating between English and Afrikaans. I was then honored to have the incredible touring band Prime Circle, who have been going for as long as 20 years next year. I've had them on my show, and we focused on everything that goes into touring and what it takes, especially for such a big band, to get them on stage. And on today's show, I am so excited, like ridiculously excited, to have this artist on my show. I first saw him perform live in 2018, where I was mind blown with how this man plays guitar. And I'm going to give you a very sneak preview of what you can expect later on in the show. This incredibly talented, world-renowned artist hails from South Africa. He has shared a stage with the likes of Julian Marley, but that is not what he is known for. He is known for touring not only throughout South Africa, but throughout the world, getting his name out there as one of the best guitarists in the world. And we have him on the show today. And he goes by the name of Dan Patlansky. If you have not heard that name before, stay tuned in to the show, because I'm going to introduce you to an artist that you will never forget. And once again, I am broadcasting from the lush oasis known as Seasons Farm Bed and Breakfast in the Dargle Valley here in the Natal Midlands. It is a beautiful cold day today, where there's just a light drizzle, but it's nourishing the earth. And there's so much beauty to be found in this valley. And that's exactly why I draw inspiration, especially for this show, sitting right here at the farm and just experiencing God's greatness and everything that surrounds us. This weekend, we've got an amazing lineup with our artists that are signed to the Sam Management umbrella. So for those that don't know, I have my own business named Sam Management, obviously after me. And we focus on artist representation, artist bookings, artist placements at different venues, as well as PR and radio plugging, which is hugely vital to an artist's career, where an artist will send us a song, we will consider it and send it through to the radio stations should we want to represent it. We also do stage management, festival curation, and getting artists onto various lineups. We go further than that and also offer social media management, content creation, music video production, directing, basically a one-stop shop for all your artist needs. Two of our artists that are currently super busy at the moment with live performances is Matt Gardner and Amy Chasink. Matt, being a KZN boy, he is going to be performing at the Oasis Carols on the Lawn this evening in Howick. You can find all the details on my page, which is Plugged In with Samantha DeBrain, as well as Matt Gardner's page, just at Matt Gardner. And then on Saturday, he has got a private event, unfortunately. But then on Sunday, he is going to be performing at Stoker's in Kloof. So for those that are in the KZN area, head through to Stoker's between 1 and 4 p.m. and you will catch Matt there, as well as myself and what we have now called his ever-growing entourage. So if you want to be a part of that, make sure that you are there at Stoker's on Sunday. For those that are based in the Cape Town area, you can catch Amy at Harbour House, as well as Karpstadt Brauhaus at the V&A Waterfront on Saturday. Follow her on social media at Amy Chasink, TJASINK. And then on Sunday, she will be at the Radisson Blue in Cape Town performing a beautiful acoustic chilled set. If you would like any of your shows advertised, just pop me a message on Facebook or Instagram at Plugged In with Samantha DeBrain and let us feature your upcoming show. But it doesn't stop there. Our boss man, Ian Engelbrecht, has come on as a very exciting media sponsor for an event that's happening in the Garden Route. And it's got some of the artists that we've already had on our show, which is super exciting. And that is the XXXL, larger than life, Neisner Summer Festival, which is happening throughout December. And you can catch the likes of Kevin Frazier, comedian there, the Black Cat Bones, the Kiffners, Matthew Mole, Jack Parrow, Radio Kalahari Orkes, Polytones, and obviously Prime Circle. And then in January, we've got Jesse Clegg, Odd Matthews, as well as Arno Carsten. So that is a lineup you do not want to miss out. Follow eRadio on the Facebook page as well as Instagram to find out more details on this festival. It is going to be incredible. And obviously everything will be COVID-19 restricted. So masks will be worn and obviously social distancing will be applied. Just keep safe out there, and especially after our president addressed us last night, just please make sure that you are wearing your masks and sanitizing everywhere that you go.
You're on eRadio.
Before I get Dan Patlansky on the line, I'm going to play one of my favorite tracks by him, a track that I am just in awe that really highlights this man's ability and talent and why he is one of the world's most famous guitarists. We'll be right back. my greatest honor and a very, very proud moment in my radio career, which is not very long at all, but I am so excited to finally have Dan Patlansky on the line with me. And Dan will back me up when I say this, is that it has been quite challenging, but from my side, to get him onto the show, because for some reason, whenever I have tried to record with Dan, the whole system just shuts down. I don't know. Hey, Dan, maybe it's just too much bass coming through from your side. But welcome, welcome to my show Plugged In, and I'm so excited for today's interview. So thank you for taking the time.
Oh, thanks so much for having me, man. I'm so glad we finally got the technology working so we can do this. But yeah, it's an absolute pleasure to be on your show, and thanks so much for inviting me and having me.
Of course. Thank you for giving me a fourth turn, actually.
It's all good.
Dan, Blues and Soul magazine selected you as their Male Artist of the Year, as well as Total Guitar Mag selecting you as the best rock guitarist in the world, the fourth best rock guitarist in the world. And I can just stand testament to that, because I remember watching you perform just before Incubus in 2018, I think it was, at their tour in Pretoria. And I was absolutely mind blown when I saw you come out and the way that you just handle your instruments. I mean, some might be offended by it, but you know, like the way you just move on stage and the way you handle those guitars is absolutely next level. So I can understand why you've got all these, you know, these, what's the word I'm looking for? These acclamations against your name to being one of the best guitarists in the world. Where did that all start with you?
Oh, well, thanks, man. Well, you know, my love of guitar, I suppose, stemmed from my love of music, which came from my parents. I was fortunate enough to grow up in a household with a mother and father that were massively into music, not playing music per se, but listening to music and being music fans. So, you know, I grew up listening to such good stuff, for, in my opinion, such good stuff from a really young age. And I constantly listened to this sort of thing. And that music happened to be, for the most part, guitar-driven music. That's where I think my love of guitar playing came from, because that's pretty much all I listened to growing up, was guitar-driven stuff. And then, in more particularly, it was the blues that a lot of this music was based in.
Yes.
So it was all kind of through my parents, you know, their album collection and their influence. And, you know, obviously as a teenager, you don't necessarily want to ever admit that you listen to the same music as your parents do.
But they do have such an influence.
They do. If you like it or not, you know what I mean? You always will end up kind of listening to the same, enjoying the same stuff that your parents listen to.
It's kind of just embedded, isn't it? It's like, you know, there's a familiarity to when you listen to that music, you know, just it does make you feel at home. Definitely makes you, well, makes me think of family and all the memories that I would have shared with my parents listening to that music.
Without a doubt. I mean, it takes you back. It's like, you know, sound, smell, all these senses can instantly take you back to a particular moment in your life and particular experiences. So, I mean, it certainly does that. But I mean, even above that, it was just like the constant listening to stuff, I think, you know, where it's almost driven into the brain, you know, when it came time for me to, like, you know, well, not that it came time, but like when I decided I want to play a musical instrument, the guitar seemed to be the obvious choice, and blues music seemed to be the obvious choice, because I felt like I knew it already because of, you know, what my parents said, the influence my parents had on me.
Amazing. What would you say growing up would have been your favorite blues artist?
Wow. Okay. So, I mean, It's a mixture between blues and rock, right? Like the blues rock type of thing, you know. So it would probably be a healthy kind of mix between, you know, Jimi Hendrix, Eric Clapton, and Stevie Ray Vaughan. I mean, I listened to those three guys you know, quite a lot as a kid, or my parents listened to those three quite a lot growing up. So I would say, you know, a good healthy mix of those three guys.
Dan, where did you then draw extra inspiration to go out? And because I know that you have been touring worldwide for at least the last decade, where did you draw inspiration to just decide, listen, this is what I want to do?
Well, I mean, I don't know if there's, if, I mean, yeah, it's, the inspiration was just the love of the music and the passion for playing guitar, the passion for playing music. You know, I don't think there was any point where I thought it was necessarily a reality that I could ever do it for a living. It was all more of like a pipe dream. And it just sort of happened just from, I suppose, just pushing away at it. But, you know, I was probably, when I was in the last year of school, I was doing the odd little show, like Gig Already. And, you know, when I finished school, I kind of just carried on doing gigs, you know, locally in Joburg. Just carried on doing gigs. And, you know, obviously I was out of school, so I could do more gigs, you know, then. And, you know, that just kind of, you know, I wouldn't say snowballed, but it just got, you know, bigger and bigger and bigger until I was, you know, playing almost every night of the week, you know, around Joburg. And then, you know, I did that for, geez, 5-6 years, and then slowly started branching out to the rest of South Africa on, you know, on the touring front, you know, around about 2003, 2004, somewhere around there. I started, you know, branching out to Pretoria, to Cape Town, to Durban, to, you know, Bloem, to all these other, you know, big and small cities all over South Africa. And that was like kind of my first touring experience. And then I took a good few years building up a following in those small, you know, in other cities, because it takes a bit of time, you know, to, you know, you've got to go back a couple times to all these cities. You slowly build up a following in there. And then, you know, only, you know, probably, as you say, probably about a decade ago, I started, you know, slowly started like dipping my toes in the overseas kind of blues markets and all that. And, you know, it's the same thing there. It's like you start there and you almost start from scratch and you slowly build your way up. And, you know, and even today, I can draw bigger audiences in certain places, you know, certain places I can draw bigger crowds, and other places it's still far more of a development thing still needs to be done in particular countries. But, you know, it's all part of the vibe, and it's, you know, I feel blessed that I can do this for a living, and I've been able to do this for a living for since I left school, which is awesome.
Dan, it's just testament of the type of artist that you are, but also so humbling. You really are. I've just seen that with your patience with me and the radio show, but it carries so much further than that. You know, I first heard your name probably must be at least like 6-7 years ago when I first came across the brand Dan Patlansky. And it wasn't for anything other than just your sheer talent. You're actually a very rare artist. And I say that with so much love and respect because you know, when I first came across your name, it wasn't a thing of we had heard you on radio at all. It was the fact that your live performances is what sold you. Everyone spoke about you performing live, and you spread your name and your brand just by doing these smaller shows and then branching out to these bigger shows and just growing. And that is literally just from you performing live. And I think that is so rare because a lot of the artists that we are familiar with right now, we would have either discovered them on radio or perhaps, you know, on a Spotify or Apple Music playlist. But with you, you've kept it old school, you've kept it original, you've kept it true, and people are discovering you literally just by you performing live. And that is where you have kept your fan base. And I think that is such a beautiful thing in what you are doing. So thank you for keeping us there literally because of your talent and your live performances.
Oh, thank you, man. I think, you know, I think that was out of necessity is, you know, picking like a genre like blues or a blues bass genre, blues rock. You know, obviously there's, especially in South Africa, there's there's zero at this point radio or commercial radio that is that.
No, there's definitely not.
Playlist for stuff. So, you know, so it's, and that's always kind of been the case. You know, apart from, you know, smaller little community stations or, you know, kind of online radio, which is all great and support, but it came out of necessity. The only way to market yourself really as a blues-based artist is through touring and live performance. I think it's almost like came out of necessity more than anything.
That is amazing, Dan. And I know that it doesn't just stop there. You are now giving people the opportunity to learn from one of the greatest guitarists in the world. You are now offering guitar lessons.
Yeah. So, I mean, I started this in end of March this year, which, I mean, you can, I suppose, do the maths on what end of March was. It was like the beginning of lockdown and the beginning of this whole COVID type of stuff. So, you know, I had probably 200 shows pre-booked for 2020.
Man.
And, you know, I think I did, out of the 200 booked, I did two. I did one I did one at the end of February, and I did one at like mid-March, and they were both private functions. They were like kind of corporate private function types of things. So everything was pulled. So I had to kind of really think, okay, well, how am I going to earn a living for 2020? Because, you know, still to this day, we don't know when this whole thing is going to end properly and all that sort of thing. So I thought, you know, do the online guitar kind of lesson type of thing. And it's been really successful for me. And I've been very fortunate. It's literally carried me through 2020, which is awesome. So I have been offering these, you know, online lessons, you know, to obviously South African fans and guitar players, and also to overseas fans and guitar players. And that's pretty much what my weeks have looked like since March is I've just been teaching, and it's as hard as it is, and as you know, as time consuming,
yeah,
as it,
for sure,
yeah, as it is, it's actually been a very enjoyable experience, because I've got to meet so many, you know, cool people from all over the world. I mean, like currently, I'm, besides teaching a bunch of people from, you know, all corners of South Africa, I'm teaching people from all corners of the world, from Argentina, you know, Colombia, the
wow.
States, Canada, you know, Europe, you know, Eastern Europe, UK, China, Australia, New Zealand. It's like, it's all over the place. Turkey. It's like, it's crazy. So I'm literally like, you know, meeting people all over the world once a week, and we chatting about guitar playing, and it's been quite a trip.
It must be quite fulfilling for you being this teacher and seeing where your students start off with and how they progress. And they must also be at like so many different stages as well. I mean, I'm sure you're dealing with complete newbies to, you know, more experienced, advanced players, which you would just then take them to the next level.
Yeah, so it's a lot of that. It's quite a wide range of skill levels, you know, with the lessons. It's not, you know, there are a bunch of beginners on that I teach. No one is like from scratch necessarily. You know,
okay.
Some people just know the basics of the guitar. I'd say most of the people are intermediate, but I do teach, you know, the beginners too. But yeah, it's very, very rewarding, and especially with students that I've got particular students that have been with me since March. You know, and I'm still doing weekly lessons. So, you know, with guys like that, I've really seen a ton of growth, you know, like just like within the 9 months of teaching them, you can really see the growth in one. So it's a very, very rewarding experience.
Dan, while we are on this topic, how would one contact you in order to get guitar lessons? So for the listeners, how do they reach out?
Okay, there's a bunch of ways. So you could go to probably either my Facebook page, which is Dan Patlansky Music. You could just drop me a direct message there. You could go to my Instagram at Dan Patlansky. You could drop me a direct message there. Or you could just email me, danpatlansky@gmail.com. If you can spell that, danpatlansky@gmail.com. And I will, you know, obviously be happy to help. I've got a bit of a waiting list at the moment. I'm only taking new students on from, I think it's mid-Jan. Okay. It's all good. I mean, if your listeners are keen, you know, definitely drop me a thing. I'll drop you the price listing and all that type of
amazing
thing, depending on who you are. And then, yeah, we can look at and try and schedule you in for early 2021.
So for those who are listening, I will also be putting Dan's details up on my Facebook page, which is at Plugged In with Samantha DeBrain. And you can find all his details there, connect with him and make that tentative reservation for mid-Jan, early February, so you don't miss out on this unreal opportunity to be able to have lessons with the world famous Dan Patlansky. I mean, why would you not want to do that? Dan, you almost make me want to learn guitar, actually.
Get involved, Sam. Let's do it. Yeah, you know, what I also wanted to say is like, you know, I don't know how long I'm going to be doing it for, because obviously we're so up in the air with the COVID thing.
Oh, for sure.
And when everything's going to return to normal. So obviously here in South Africa, you know, we can do shows at half capacity and maximum 250 and all, you know, that whole deal. But, you know, obviously I can't tour necessarily yet, because it's just not, you know, financially viable to tour yet, because we can't play to, you know, the numbers. So I'm going to be doing this teaching thing as long as, you know, this COVID thing's around for.
Absolutely.
So, you know, so yeah, so it is kind of like
almost like a limited,
you know, limited time. I mean, we don't know. We could be in the COVID thing for another year, hopefully not. And then I'll be teaching for another year. But we, you know, at this point, we have no idea.
Okay. So basically what Dan is saying is you need to make sure that you get this opportunity while you can before you start pretty much just touring the world again. So you will be able to find all the details on my Facebook page, contact him and see when he can fit you in. But before we move on, Dan, I want the listeners to have a listen to what I heard that day when you performed just before Incubus in Pretoria. So I want them to experience exactly what it is that I did.
Get the eRadio SA app right now for free on the Google Play Store. Entertainment Radio on the go.
You are back with your host, Samantha DeBrain, and you're listening to Plugged In on eRadio. And we still have the incredible Dan Patlansky on the line. And we've got him just for a few more minutes before he heads off to his first guitar lesson. And there's something that I just need to chat to you about, Dan. You have shared the stage, well, you have shared multiple stages with some of the most incredible artists in the world, one being Bob Marley's son, Julian Marley, which is mind-blowing, as well as the New Orleans Batista Family Band. How did that happen and what was that experience like?
That was like many years ago. The Batiste family was a family that I know very well from New Orleans. They're a very famous New Orleans family, and I got connected with them living in New Orleans in 2005, and used a lot of those because the family members in bands that I was playing in. And, you know, I played a bunch of festivals in New Orleans and even Cape Town International Jazz Festival in that era, where Bob Marley's son was on, and, you know, got to meet him and play with him.
Wow.
And you know, it's I really feel blessed on the people that I have. I mean, it really, yeah, it feels great to have shared a stage with, like, you know, Bruce Springsteen
and
Joe Satriani and all these guys. It felt so good, man. It really is. It's like, it's just like those little milestone moments in one's career where you say, okay, cool, all that hard work's been kind
absolutely
of worthwhile.
And here you are, this humble South African, proudly South African guy who's sharing stages with these massive international acts. And I think definitely with Bruce Springsteen, I remember just watching one of his performances on YouTube, and that man has got such a massive band. It's unreal. And I just think, you know, thinking about it now, is there's definitely a connection between you guys. It's just the pure artistry that goes into not only your own talent, but the way that you get your bands together. I know you've got an absolutely insane band, especially when you play full band, you know, on the stages like the one that I witnessed you perform on. What goes into you getting band ready, and how many hours of rehearsals goes into something like that?
Well, not as many as you think, you know. So generally, I'll try and book musicians that, you know, are pretty good players. So I will send them the songs beforehand. They would learn them, and rehearsals would literally just do like 1-2-3 hour rehearsal before with new guys. It's just a case of, you know, everything they've learned and just putting it all together and, you know, just refining it in the rehearsal. So generally, there's not a lot of rehearsing. It's more everyone rehearses on their own at home and then comes to one rehearsal and kind of puts it together.
I suppose when you're good, you're good. And you being able to trust this team around you helps basically just give you that extra confidence, knowing that you're stepping onto a stage and everyone's just going to play their part.
Yeah, I mean, it's so important. I mean, it really is to book players that you can trust. That's a big thing, is the trusting that you can trust the player is going to play the part, and, you know, the parts that he needs to play, and he's going to perform at the kind of level that you're expecting. So it's a big kind of thing, booking the right players and the right type of people.
That's amazing. And I can tell you that those session musicians, or, you know, part of your band would be so honored to be on stage with you. So you're also giving them the opportunity to be on stages that they perhaps never would have been able to get onto. So not only are you doing it for yourself, but you're doing it for them too. So that's a beautiful thing.
Ach, Jana, it's a lot of fun.
Dan, you are not only this insane, world-renowned guitarist, but you actually have an even more important job, and that is being a dad.
I know that
you have been running around looking after them and doing all the dad duties while juggling the rest of your life, pretty much. That's beautiful. It's such a fulfilling position to actually have. And from the sounds of it, you're doing a pretty damn good job.
Well, it's been a crazy ride. I mean, my kids are 6 and 3. So they're still quite young, and I mean, it's awesome. It's been just incredible experience having kids, and it really puts so much perspective into one's life having kids. It really does. I mean, it certainly comes with its challenges, especially in 2020, this year of lockdown and all this sort of thing, and schools being closed, and also trying to, you know, make a living at the same time. So it certainly comes with its challenges that most parents would obviously would be able to testify to on that front. But it's worth every bit of struggle. It's worth every bit of sleepless night. It's one of the most rewarding things I think anyone can ever experience.
I am not a mom yet, but I know the experiences that I have with my little nephew, AJ. He's been on the show before. Actually, I got him to do a little voiceover for me. And I remember I spoke to you last week about this, where there's a type of love that I felt the moment I saw him for the very first time, just after he was born. And that's a love that I can never explain or understand. And I can imagine that's just intensified when it's your own.
It's the most intense thing in the world, and it's like something that no one can describe or explain until you've experienced it. It's a mad feeling, and I suppose that's why it brings so much perspective into your life. It feels like, you know, your heart is kind of beating outside of your body, and it's feel very vulnerable.
Absolutely, and so protective as well of absolutely everything.
Ah, big time. Especially, it's a scary world we live in, right? We're raising kids in a scary world, compared to when I was a kid. And, it's scary. So, you know, there's a lot of that stress that comes with being a parent is that protecting them and, you know, getting them, you know, to grow up to be, you know, adults that you would imagine Absolutely. Them to be, you know. And yeah, so it's a full-time job, but certainly a worthwhile one.
Dan, I would love for you to dedicate this next song of yours called Hold On to your kids.
That song is about, you know, growing up and about how fast life goes the older you get. So and especially when you have kids, it amplifies that. So I think Hold On is certainly a song that can go out Amazing. To my kids.
To everyone listening, this is Hold On by Dan Patlansky.
Thank you.
If you have just tuned in, you are listening to Plugged In with your host, Samantha DeBrain, and we have the world-renowned Dan Patlansky on the line with us for a few more moments before he heads off to just do all things that Dan Patlansky does great. So, Dan, you have a brand new album dropping in 2021.
Yes. I mean, this album was supposed to be released in 2020. We decided not to because, you know, of the inability to tour it. But regardless, we are releasing a new album within the first half of 2021, and cannot wait to have new songs out there. Really excited about the new album. And yeah, so when we start touring again, we can have a fresh set list to be able to tour, which is a very, very exciting prospect for me.
And do you have an idea of how many tracks will be in the album as yet? And like the yeah. feel of it, is it predominantly blues?
Yeah, so it will be a 10-track album. I like to stick to that 10-track kind of format. It's in many ways very much in the line of the last couple releases, but in some ways quite different too. Very, very hard to explain. It's a very organic kind of sounding album, but, you know, I'm very excited about the songs on the album. It's blues. Obviously, like all my albums, blues based, but, you know, also leaning into the blues rock kind of side of things too.
I'm super excited for that. Everyone, get over to Dan Patlansky's social media, follow him so you can be one of the first people to hear this brand new album when it drops in the first half of 2021. Dan, I've been thinking about this question since I've been watching your videos and seeing you live. How many guitars do you actually have?
I've got quite a few. Most of them are kind of in parts at the moment. So I've only got one electric guitar working at the moment, but I've got a bunch in parts, in my studio. But otherwise, I've just got one that I've been, you know, doing all my lessons on, and the one that I perform with, and it's like kind of like the number one guitar that I use. But yeah, it's an awesome guitar, so I can't complain.
I suppose you've got your go tos, and something that you are definitely most comfortable with.
Certainly. I mean, this is the go-to one for me, the guitar.
And for those listening, I'm sure they are so inquisitive. What guitars are you currently using?
I'm using Fender Strats. I've always played Fender and Fender Strats in particular. So the one I've currently got is one that's built for me by Fender. It's Jason Smith. Master built, that's kind of modeled after my old 62 Strat. So it's a very, very special guitar.
That is incredibly special. Dan, there's a very rare opportunity that is coming up this weekend, the 6th of December, with it being a Sunday. You are going to be performing more of a stripped down set alongside Ross Learmonth from Prime Circle. That is happening at Casalinga this coming Sunday. What can anyone wanting to come out expect?
It's going to be an awesome afternoon. It's going to be a lovely outdoor type of event. Obviously, social distancing and all that, and you know, it's a great venue for that. Obviously, I'm a big fan of Ross. I've been friends with Ross for many years. We used to write together. So, you know, I'm looking forward to hearing his solo set that I've never heard. So that's going to be something to look forward to. And yeah, our set is going to be the electric set, but the stripped down version, it's got all the punch that the electric set's got, just a little bit more zen and a little bit more conducive to the outdoor picnic kind of environment that we're going to be playing in. So it's going to be a fantastic afternoon.
I really wish that I was in Joburg to see this performance, but I'm also going to be staying tuned to your social medias to see where you are performing next. Dan, just one more shout out. Where can we find you on social media?
Great. So on Instagram, it's @DanPatlansky. On Facebook, it's Dan Patlansky Music, one word. Twitter I'm on, I never go on it, but I think it's also at Dan Podlansky. And my website is danpodlansky.com. And those are the platforms that I'm kind of on.
Amazing. Dan, before I let you go, we are going to play you out with one of your previous tracks on your previous album, and it's a song by the name of Big Things Going Down. Can you tell us about that track?
Yeah, so this track was from an album that I released in 2009 called Move My Soul, and this was one of the slow blues tracks that we put on the album. And the reason I suggested playing this one is this one did like wonders for me on YouTube. A guy made a video for it, with permission, obviously, in Eastern Europe, and put it on his channel. And I think it got like 2 million views like in the first week or something like that.
Wow.
And it's probably our most requested song, in Europe currently when we tour. So, it's a good one to play out with, I think.
That is amazing, and I will definitely be uploading these videos of yours onto my Facebook page for everyone to experience what it is that we are speaking about. Dan, thank you for taking the time out today. You have been amazing. Thank you for the patience and just being such a gem with giving me a fourth chance at having you on my show today.
Sam, thanks so much for having me. I'm glad we could finally make it happen, and I appreciate it. And I hope your listeners pop in on Sunday, and I really enjoyed it, and take it easy.
Thank you so much, Dan. We'll chat soon.
Cheers.
I'm standing on my own. Them streets be dirty and cold. city. I should have stayed at home. Here I am in the city. I'm standing alone. What I see ain't so pretty. Surely turns me to stone.
We have now come to the end of yet another show of Plugged In with your host, Samantha De Bruyn. And today's show I am dedicating to my pops, Hannes De Bruyn, who has been the biggest influencer over my music knowledge as well as the multiple genres that I was introduced to as a kid and have grown to just love even more. My dad is also a huge fan of Dan Patlansky, especially after he saw him live here in KZN. Dad, thank you for everything that you continue to do for me and for introducing me to so many beautiful artists and for broadening my knowledge. This is Dan Patlansky once again with his track Backbite. I pray that you all have a blessed weekend. Keep safe and know you are loved.